For high school students in England, this is their welcome back to school in 2022.
You've got all the way to the top, not here, all the way to the top. Okay, 5-5. Right, Dad, that's going to make your eyes water. Yeah.
A swab up the nose for every pupil to check they're COVID-free and ready for class. And in the classrooms, masks are back and recommended for the first time since May. Rules in England now align with Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, where pupils have worn masks for months. The UK's main teaching unions have called for more from the government, resources for testing, staff absences and classroom air ventilators. But Winston Community Academy's principal is making the best of it.
The additional guidance that we had around masks coming in was supportive of that because we really want the children to be here. Nothing replaces being in a classroom with other children, and so having that and the lateral flow tests, the vaccinations that are happening, all seem to us to be measures to kind of keep schools open, and that's what we really want to be happening.
Workers are back after the holidays too, though London Bridge Station's rush hour was noticeably quiet. Many people either following advice to work from home or isolating with COVID.
There were only 6 or 7 people on the floor were the critical resources, and mostly 95% of the people are working from home.
So how is it at work? I mean, are there many people off?
Well, they're less than half of the office, so yeah.
Over the last 7 days, more than 1 million Britons have tested positive for COVID-19. The government has tasked ministers with planning for a worst-case scenario of 1 in 4 people being off work. If anything close to that figure is reached, then keeping vital services going is going to be an uphill struggle. Several hospital trusts have already declared critical incidents. It's what health bosses do when they're worried they can't provide priority services. On Tuesday evening, Boris Johnson said the country could ride out the Omicron wave without shutting down the economy.
But the weeks ahead are going to be challenging, both here in the UK and across the world. There is no escaping the fact that some services will be disrupted by staff absences. And if we all play our part in containing the spread of this virus, the disruptions we face can be far less severe than a national lockdown.
Reasons to be careful, reasons to be optimistic perhaps, but the storm certainly isn't over yet. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera, London.